This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, February 7th, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums. Gray skies and flurries this morning, and there were some area school districts still closed today because of poor road conditions. And we all have our eyes focused on another winter storm system approaching this week. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch for just about the entire KUAF listing area from tomorrow evening through Wednesday evening. At last check, the National Weather Service says between 4 and 10 inches of snow could fall in conjunction with that storm. Later on this edition of Ozarks at Large, a conversation with a man who has the job of telling us what to expect from the weather. Drew Michaels, chief meteorologist for Channels 4029, will discuss the science of trying to get a forecast right and how a blog about weather has become so popular in the past year. First on this edition of Ozarks, the fifth week of the 88th General Assembly is underway at the state capitol. Some state lawmakers are saying that the legislative session that began January 10th is off to the slowest start they've ever seen. With just a trickle of legislation to deal with, lawmakers have taken Fridays off, and no bills have been filed dealing with the issues expected to dominate this year's session: prison reform, highway funding, Medicaid reform, or the unemployment benefits fund. Senate President Paul Bookout says the difference is that these issues involve negotiations with several groups before bills can be drafted.
I think that you have sometimes, and I think maybe particularly this time, some issues that are much more complex than maybe they normally are, and so it takes a little extra time in preparation.
Leaders do say they hope to see legislation filed this week on prison reform and the governor's half-cent grocery tax cut. Governor Beebe says he's okay with the slow pace so far. Leaders have said they have filed a bill now that has the best chance in recent years of keeping lawmakers from going straight from their public posts into lobbying jobs. The ethics bill, filed in both houses of the legislature, would require lawmakers traveling on the state's dime outside of Arkansas to take the most cost-effective mode of travel. State Senate President Pro Tem Paul Bookout says it would also require a one-year cooling-off period for former lawmakers before they could become a lobbyist.
There is something to be said for the fact that not only are we going to get past two, I think, very significant pieces of legislation, but that they're going to get passed overwhelmingly. You know, we're going from not being able to get anything done to having, at least in the Senate, every single senator has signed on as a co-sponsor.
The cooling off provision would only apply to lawmakers elected in 2012 or after. Senator Bookout says he plans to present the bill to the Senate committee today. And criminal justice groups are finalizing negotiations on a major prison reform bill backed by the governor's office that's aimed at relieving prison overcrowding. The bill takes into account recommendations made for Arkansas by the Pew Center on the states and is expected to reach about 120 pages. A few parties still are making their reservations known, though. Bob McMahon, with the Arkansas Prosecuting Attorneys Association, says current laws are adequate on sentencing for certain drug crimes.
We have, you know, some additional concerns with regard to specific proposals that might affect the manufacturing and or delivery of cocaine and methamphetamine. We still have some, you know, serious concerns, but we're certainly, you know, aware that there are issues that need to be taken care of. And I hope everyone would think we're working to solve that problem.
Backers of the bill hope that getting input from all relevant groups will give the measure a better chance of passing through the legislature. And while state leaders continue to work at the Capitol in Little Rock, city leaders in Fort Smith hope more residents there will become involved with the government. The city of Fort Smith will hold classes for its ninth semi-annual Citizens Academy beginning early next month. The Academy is a 12-session program that helps citizens experience all aspects of city government, from holding a fire hose to maybe driving a police car. Ithi Agnihotri-Madolker recently filed this report.